Honest conversation can slay monsters. Honest conversation can save marriages, can bring peace to the heart and peace to all of our relationships. How often in our relationships with one another, in our friendships, in our marriages, in community life, does one little irritation, one little problem, one little disagreement fester in our heart? Until the person with which we disagree no longer becomes human. They become a three-headed monster that we don't want to see, we don't want to be around, we don't want to talk to, we don't want to hear their voice. And often, this doesn't take very long. It can be the matter of a day. In the morning, we say hello and everything's fine. In the evening, I don't want to talk to you. Why does this happen? This happens because we fail to engage in communion. We fail to have that honest conversation about what is really happening in our hearts. And as long as we disengage, as long as we fail to have that conversation, to engage in communion, this person is a monster. And so, especially during Lent, if there are particular people, friends, people in our community that we struggle with, why don't we take Lent as a time to work on that relationship, to engage this person or these people in real, honest conversation and watch as our heart softens. Watch as that person who can be a monster to us turns once again into a human being with weaknesses and struggles just like us. So as we continue to pray here at this Mass, before we offer our gift, the gift of our lives, let's also offer up to the Lord those people who we struggle to relate to, those friends who need our prayers, those friends who we struggle to love.